Good afternoon, folks. We're here at the Hollywood Adult Internet Expo. And we have the gentleman that's responsible for bringing this all about, Mr. Tom Himes, who is with the AVN Online.
AVN Online. I'm actually the editor-in-chief of AVN Online Magazine.
Okay, so he's the editor-in-chief for AVN Online Magazine.
Yeah.
Now, this event here has been coming down here to Hollywood for how long now?
3 years. This is the third year.
This is the third year. Now, like, the first year it came here was almost like protesting. I was like, you know.
There was one protester. One guy with a sign out front, and that was it. Other than that, there was no protest. Believe me, I was here. That was it. Nothing.
And like, when you put these events together, I mean, what is, like, the... It's a lot of hard work, isn't it?
It's a tremendous amount of work. It takes months and months to put
planning
together.
And organizing.
Because really, you know, it's a trade show. It's a B2B trade show. It could be adult content. It could be widgets. It could be, you know, cell phones or electronic equipment. It's a very, very professional, serious show that just happens to deal with the fun things, you know. So, but you know, even all other trade shows, they have their parties and they all do their stuff. But this one's about, you know, sexual content and all of the technologies and services that are a part of that, because this is a very technology-driven show. So there's a lot of mainstream companies and industries that also come to this show because they develop products and services that are applicable to everyone. But sex drives technology. It always has, always will.
Now, did you ever see this coming? I mean, do you remember back in the 70s when the first flick, Linda Lovelace, Deep Throat, or whatever?
Well,
I mean, did you see this coming with the adult industry being so technology-driven?
It's always been that way. Sexual content drove the VCR revolution. It drove print back in the 1500s. Sexual content, pornography, if you will, always drives technological innovations, and it always will, and it's continuing to, and even in mobile wireless area also. Most of the carriers, especially in Europe, they have a lot of adult content. There are obstacles to it. You don't want children being able to access that, but technology will solve those problems too. Yeah, there are serious obstacles, but it still drives all of it, yeah.
Now, like, when you first, let's say, started watching this adult content, how old were you?
Well, I'm actually not much of a connoisseur myself. I'm a journalist. I approach it like a journalist, and like I run a trade magazine. So my job is to take care of companies. Before this, I really didn't know. Before I got into this in '99, I didn't really know much about adult, really, because I wasn't really much of a consumer or really the internet. So my learning curve went way up. But it was quite clear to me as soon as I got into it that it was a very, very exciting industry and business that is changing on the fly all the time, always evolving, always growing. Yeah.
Now, like, when you write and you place these ads in these magazines, like, you have some magazines that adult entertainment companies try to place an ad, and they're actually not allowed to. Like, in the yellow pages, there are certain keywords that you cannot have.
Sure.
I mean, basically have to take a very objectionable approach to your content that you write, is that correct?
Well, even in my magazine, which is a trade magazine for the adult internet industry, there's only certain types of ads that we allow in. There's no graphic content in my magazine. There's no frontal nudity. Well, you know, there's like breasts and stuff like that. But no, what you might consider real pornographic content. That's just this magazine. So we have, you know, certain restrictions for the ads, even in ours. AVN Magazine, which is which covers the adult video industry, they're much looser. So there's lots of things that you'll see in there, and those can only be sold to children. Well, you know, they only want children seeing ours too, because of the stuff we write about, you know, and the names of the companies, you know, and stuff like that. But you know, that's just life, you know. When you're out in the public, there's certain things you can do, and there's certain things you can't do.
Now, why is it that the adult industry is so, I would just say,
controversial?
Not so much controversial, but, you know, like, scrutinized by the government. Why is every time they start a political campaign, you got people like Mr. Ashcroft who just, you know, make it their point or crusade to go after this industry? Why is that?
I believe, first of all, this is a very, very conservative administration. They don't want any type of adult content out there. So even the most vanilla type of sex, which we definitely support, we believe that adults should be able to watch consensual content created by adults for adults, and that's just the way it is. But you know, sex is like it's like a loaded gun. It's very strong content, you know, it affects people really strongly. So along with the ability to make it and distribute it comes a very high level of responsibility, whether it's in video or on the internet. And there are a lot of responsible people in government who take that very seriously. And it's very important that they work very closely with the adult industry, because most of the people I know, or very many of them, are really responsible. They have families of their own, and they're not interested in marketing to children or anything like that, you know, or certainly not doing anything with children in the content, and they just need help, you know, with that. Fortunately, this government is not interested in doing that.
I mean, the bottom line is, even back in like the mid-70s, you had the what was called the subliminal seduction and advertisement, selling to children.
That's right.
Sublimity.
That's
and
right.
They were brainwashing it is.
Yeah.
I mean, what? How is that different from...
It's not any different. Any sort of subliminal advertising is vile, you know, and whether, no matter what you're selling, you know, if you're marketing credit cards or you're marketing Viagra or you're marketing low interest rates or any of that, you know, you shouldn't do it in an underhanded, subliminal way, you know? You know, if you don't have a product you can't sell, you know...
Or defend.
Defend. You know, you shouldn't be selling it.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Now, as far as, like, you guys coming down, you know, the Hollywood Internet Expo down here, Hollywood, why did you pick Hollywood in the first place?
Well, it's not always easy finding a venue that's open to have, you know, a bunch of pornographers, you know, or people marketing adult content, you know, in their hotel, no matter how well-behaved they are. And this is a relatively well-behaved group. But this hotel, as the Westin Diplomat, which I don't mind saying is, not only is it a gorgeous hotel, but the customer service, the attention, you know, to everyone here is beyond reproach. This is a phenomenal place to come and do business. And the only thing that we ever, you know, were worried about was, you know, coming down in August, you know, that it would be, you know, too humid and impossible. But for 3 years in a row, we've been blessed with beautiful weather, even at this terrible time right now with this hurricane that, you know, decimated the state, you know, just not even 100 miles away. Even now, you know, this convention was so lucky by being spared, you know, that damage. And that's why we're here. You know, it's beautiful in South Florida. It's receptive and welcome to this business. And you want to know something? They welcome us back every single year, and they're happy to have us here, and we truly, truly appreciate it.
And next year, I guess you're going to Vegas or doing the Vegas.
Well, there's two shows every year. In
right.
January, there's a show. Next year, it's going to be at Mandalay Bay. It's been at the Venetian and at the Sands for the last, I don't know how many years. And we're making a really exciting change and moving into Mandalay Bay in their convention center, which is on the opposite side of the Strip. And then in August, we have our summer more networking show. And it's, you know, it works. It's really good.
Now, why this fusion with technology and, you know, with the... Not only the technology, but what was videos from the old time, and now we see this fusion of everything is so technology.
You go where the business is.
And internet-based.
There's no avoiding it. The future, baby, that's what it is, you know. Things are moving online. Now it's moving into mobile wireless, you know. This content is consumer-driven, global. It's a global industry. And, you know, these are a group of entrepreneurs. They follow the money. They go where the money goes. If the money goes online, that's where they go. Video is not dead. Print is not dead. But it's moving online, and that's the future. And that's why it's technology-driven.
Now, how do you feel about some of these countries, like especially China, that is cracking down on, like, pornographers, and Russia, where it's, like, completely illegal to have any... distribution. You cannot do distribution of Russia.
Yeah, you can say that about Russia, but it's also a hotbed of content production, you know.
And it's talent.
And talent. And it's also, you know, a hotbed of really problematic content production, you know. Talk about the Wild West. That's Russia in a nutshell. They create a lot of illegal content there, and there's also a lot of, you know, of age, gorgeous women there. But you know, they can say all they want that it's illegal or not, but, you know, they're providing a great a deal of content that fuels the industry for better and certainly for worse. China is, of course, a fascinating market, and there are people working in it. I know someone who is at this show who has Chinese websites and is dealing with Chinese traffic. And, you know, China, the Chinese authorities are very interesting. They have a tradition of saying, no, 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 and underneath, you know, they kind of allow it to happen. And how are you going to stop? I mean, the Chinese are people, too. They have erotic desires and sexual needs, and they want it, too. So where there's a will, it's like water. Water finds a way. It goes to the lowest spot, and it's the same thing. What's going to happen ultimately in China, main China, I don't know. But I'm one of those who believes that the genie's out of the bottle, and they only have so many fingers to stick in the dike. There's going to be business, lots of it, done in China.
Do you see any of these adult internet expos going overseas?
Well, absolutely. There are already adult trade shows. I don't know about Internex. We would like Internex to go overseas into Europe.
Where would you
Asia.
Foresee this, Amsterdam?
Well, Amsterdam I've been to twice for Euro Webtainment, which is a show that happens over there. And they're, you know, they're very receptive. Amsterdam is a very cool city, you know, and they're very liberal and they're very open. And Europe, there's a lot of business that gets done and has been getting done in Europe and certainly Asia. Asians are very, very technology sophisticated. They live on their cell phones, and they want that content, too. So it's just completely exciting. What's in Latin America, too. I mean, the entire, it's a global industry, and it's up to the webmasters to harness the tools that will enable them to take advantage of all that, you know, that traffic and all of that sensual desire that's going on out there.
Now, as far as, like, every time you have one of these, what is that, do you see, like, the head count increasing? I mean, what is, like, total count for this event?
Well, this event, I don't know. I don't know that they tabulated it. You know, it's a different department. The only
Testament?
Thing... Well, I actually don't know. I mean, there's right. hundreds of exhibitors, and there's thousands of attendees. This show, there was the threat of the hurricane, so it's very difficult to know whether that sort of tempered the overall attendance. But obviously, every year it's growing, but everything evolves, you know. This is there's a lot smaller networking events, and, you know, and all we ever do is we are always paying strict attention to what the exhibitors and the attendees want, and we tailor our shows to that. But this is the granddaddy of the adult internet events, the Internex conventions in January and in August, and this is the must-attend place, and not just for, you know, adult consumers. In January, we're paying a lot of attention to our seminars, adding value, attracting even mainstream people who are working in the affiliate space so they can come and trade traffic with the adult webmasters and learn from them what they know about it. You know, it's an exciting time. You don't have to necessarily get into adult to be able to learn from it and work with it.
Now, why is it you see a lot of, like, these older guys, or I don't want to say older guys, but these classics that are well known in the industry, like Max Hardcore, Peter North, another one is Lexington. Well, Lexington Steel is pretty new.
Yeah,
he's a pretty new guy.
Sure.
Peter North has been around.
Yeah.
And then you got Ron Jeremy. Why are these guys coming to these sort of events? What do they gain from it
and
their video?
Because they're smart. I have to. Last year, Max Hardcore told me that he anticipated, I don't know if it happened, that he was going to make more with it on the internet than from his video sales last year. I don't know what eventually happened, but he's one that always comes to the shows. And look, let's say you're an older porn star, especially if you're a woman, and, you know, they're not hiring you so much anymore. You have a new lease on life online with your website. You can develop and nurture new customers. And also, you have complete control over your business. It's just opportunity.
You
don't necessarily have a company or an agency you have to work with. You are in control of your destiny. And I am always telling, you know, these people that, like, come to these shows. It'll create, all it is more opportunity. You don't lose anything. And it's very, very, very exciting for them. And Peter North's a perfect example. And Ron Jeremy, you know, Ron Jeremy's everywhere. You can't go anywhere without seeing Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
So the Hedgehog.
That's right.
And Lexington Steele, and all these guys, and women too. You know, Brittany Andrews is a businesswoman besides being a porn star, and they're just because you're a porn star doesn't mean you're a dummy.
That's absolute. Now, why you see a lot of productions out of California? I mean, why in particular Chatsworth? I mean, that's basically where you guys
Porn
are.
Porn Valley, yeah.
The Jim's Valley, whatever.
That's right. Whatever you want to call it. Why? I don't know. I suppose they had to gravitate somewhere. It was a state that was open to this industry, and my company is in Chatsworth as well. They're just all there. I don't know. I guess the talent is there. The production companies are there. But, like with anything, especially with the internet now, the companies that we deal with are all over the country and all over the globe. So why originally the video companies gravitated to California, I don't exactly know. But I know that my part of it, the internet part of it, is...
A lot of it is based here in Florida.
A lot of it is.
You see a lot of guys in Boca.
That's
you
right.
got like
That's
big
right.
companies like Bank Brothers.
That's right.
You got over here. You have RK Media.
That's right. That's entirely correct.
Azure Entertainment.
That's right.
And it seems like every year we're That's getting right. seen more and more of a.
A lot of often they move here, just like a lot of people. They like Florida, so they come to Florida. Canada has a lot of companies. They're really all over the place. They're all over the place.
And where do you see this internet thing in the next 4 years, 5 years from now?
It's not going away. It's just going to get better and better. And really, all an internet is, it's a B2B event. It's creating opportunities for the industry to grow and to thrive and to understand itself. And this is a self-actualizing, self-realizing industry. It's under a lot of pressure right now from the government and different obstacles, and it's where the video industry was several years ago. It's evolving, it's organizing, it's maturing, and there's only the future to look forward to. And so, why would Internext abandon that? It's not going to.
And would you care to say special thanks to anyone in particular, any of the vendors,
anyone that
you worked with in the event?
Well, Renee Johnson is the trade show manager, and she's truly responsible for all of this, and Karen Roberts, who's the publisher of AVN Online, and Paul Fischbein, who's the president of AVN, and, these people are responsible for this whole thing, and they really do a great job. So, but it's really the attendees and the exhibitors who make it all happen, and each and every one of them is valuable to us. So I ain't going to pick anybody out.
Well, I want to thank you for your time,
My
and thank
pleasure.
You for the interview,
sure.
and we will see you in Vegas.
Great, yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is Mr. Tom Hines from the AVN.